If you're dreaming of starting an online business, but are feeling overwhelmed because you don't know the right steps to take to turn your expertise into a profitable business, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to How to Start a Business, where we talk all things about business, sales, and marketing. I'm Jan Ditchfield, an award-winning business strategist, online business growth coach, and your host. And I'm here to share actionable step-by-step guidance on how to build, market, and launch a sustainable business. Each episode will give you proven business startup tips and marketing strategies to grow your sales and your impact. If you've been looking for the knowledge, tools, and confidence to achieve your dream of running a successful business that makes a massive impact in the world around you while giving you the freedom to do what makes you happy in life, then hit that subscribe button and get ready to dive into your first lesson at business school. We all make mistakes when we're starting businesses or during the process of running them. But in this episode, I really want to help you walk away understanding five things that are the most common mistakes that most entrepreneurs make in their first year of business and how to avoid them so you can move forward without having to worry that you're going to be spinning your wheels. Throughout the series, I'm going to be going deeper on a lot of these things so you know what to focus on in your first year and what to ignore. I'm going to talk about exactly where to put your efforts and what to forget about. Let's start with mistake number one. Not knowing who your ideal customer is. Before anything else, you want to identify who your ideal customer is in your business from the start, because it's going to guide everything in your business planning, your offers, your marketing strategy, your value proposition, your pricing, your tone of voice, so many things. And when you're dialing in on understanding who that one perfect person is that you can serve, start by asking yourself some easy questions, like what are their goals and their priorities right now? And how can you address these with your business planning? Does your ideal person want to make more money? Do they want more time with their family? What else are they really focused on? And next, what are their challenges and their frustrations? This is why people make purchases. Is your ideal customer really motivated to buy because of a challenge they're facing or a pain point or a desire that they have in their life? And you also want to ask yourself where they get their information from, because how they consume this needs to direct you on where you need to be in order to reach them. Do they hang out online? And if they do, what platforms? Do they like to get their news from traditional media? And if yes, which ones? Are they the type of people that like good old-fashioned things in print? Are they still going to be more persuaded by receiving something in the mail than they ever will by looking at something online? The more focused you can get in your first year of business on serving the perfect person for you and knowing their problem and how to solve it, the faster you grow your business. And mistake number two that I want you to avoid is when first something doesn't succeed, launch something new. Instead, I want you to focus on one offer and scale it. Don't overlaunch. Everything's going to get easier when you know what you're selling and who you're selling to. Because a successful business knows who they market to, and they get hyper niche when they're defining what it is they do and who they serve. And it's a common fear that people have when it comes time to creating a niche is thinking that you're going to leave money on the table because you become too focused on only one offer. But in fact, it's the opposite to that. Because when you don't spend time defining your niche, you will get lost because you haven't found a way to stand out. And you also haven't found a way to perfect what it is you're selling and to collect the data, to understand what's working, to understand what to drop, and to test and test and test. You don't need more things in your business to make money. You need to learn to do less better. And mistake number three is pricing out of fear instead of strategy. And instead, I want you to focus on setting a price and then increasing it over time. Put some effort into validating your offer and asking your target market if they have interest in it and if they're willing to pay you for it and how much they are willing to pay. You can always scale it from there. Because one of the biggest mistakes that you're going to make, or many businesses make, is price jumping. So having a really high price, a really low price, a middle price, a high price, a low price, a middle price for the same product. And price jumping devalues your brand. Because businesses that use inconsistent pricing strategies give the impression that they are not worth what they're asking for. And instead, if you put your focus into creating really excellent customer service with what it is you sell, you're going to leverage your ability to scale your prices without having any pushback from your audience. In an upcoming episode, I'm going to talk more about penetration pricing and how to effectively use that to enter a market and then grow your business over time. The fourth mistake I want to see you avoid is being everywhere all the time. And instead, select one platform and master it. The first step is to ensure that you're selecting the correct platform to be marketing yourself on from the beginning, because many people use platforms that they feel most comfortable with instead of selecting ones that you know your ideal customer is using. So focusing on your ideal customer and your marketing plan should be guiding you in the choices you make moving forward. And beyond social media, you also want to determine one platform that you can use to establish your authority in your niche. That's long form content. It can either be a podcast or a blog or a video platform like YouTube, but whatever you choose, make sure that you're using it consistently and establish a regular schedule so people know when you're going to be there and they will show up to see you. And when you're creating your content, don't ever feel that by giving away quality information, you're lessening your brand. In fact, you're doing the complete opposite because you're establishing trust and building your reputation with your audience as a business of quality and substance. So give, and then give a little more. And the last mistake I want you to avoid in year one is pivoting too soon. Instead, work your plan for a year. Stay the course instead of throwing spaghetti at the wall. When businesses randomly guess what their customers want, instead of focusing on their needs and their desires, you're really going to struggle to scale. Being consistent in your business for a year will give you the ability to listen more effectively to who it is you serve, understand your data, test your offers and your marketing, ask the questions you need to ask. Remember to build your business for your customers and not for yourself. So for that first year of business, dial in on the power of one. One person, one offer, one price, one platform, and work that plan for 1 year. Now let's jump into creating the perfect plan for you. Talk to you soon. Are you ready to build the business of your dreams? Then I'm here to help. Doors are officially open to join Online Business Blueprint, the most comprehensive online training program of its kind that teaches you the strategies to build, launch, and market an online business. By the end of the program, you'll have a rock-solid business foundation by clarifying your mission and developing an offer that people have been waiting for. You'll have built out a marketing strategy that converts followers to customers without feeling inauthentic or pushy, and you'll have a strategy for growing your profits by learning how to confidently ask for what you're worth and skyrocket your sales. Online Business Blueprint will give you the knowledge, tools, and confidence you need to achieve your dream of running a successful online business while being supported every step of the way. Head to janditchfield.co/blueprint to enroll today.